Hello?
Hi, Sergio. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I was actually just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment. And I got a notification that they're going to be canceling your website today, srmlawn.com. So if you wanted to keep the whole program or go back to cancel that and just keep the site, we could do that either way. The site hosting by itself is just $49 a month.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think I'm going to go ahead and because it was bad. Like, I don't even see no progress or anything. I just had people promising me that in a week, in a month, in another month, and I try to give I try to give you guys another chance, but you know, I just didn't see any progress.
Yeah.
3 months in, and I didn't see anything at all, like not even one. So yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna let you guys go, and.
So I need to tell you that even though they're going to deactivate the site today, there still is a past due balance. So, and that's going to continue to reoccur. The good news is right now it's just $149, but come January 13th, that reoccurs to $298, and it continues to do so until this settles. So if you want to cancel it and just prevent all further charges, what I would recommend is take care of that one past due payment before it starts growing and, you know, becomes a problem with your business and your credit.
Yes.
I don't want to see that happen to you either, you know. And one
yeah.
thing you could do, Sergio, if you wanted to, is we could keep, you know, take that one past due payment and cancel right away, of course. But if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, I could push the next billing out for 30 days, so you would be paid in full till February 9th. And then I could have the technicians do some extensive performance checks on your account and make sure that if there's any updates that would help you get better results, that they perform those behind the scenes.
Well, it's because somebody did call me, and they just told me, oh, well, you know what, next month is going to be better, and then following month, oh, yeah, next month is going to be better. And then the third following month, oh, yeah, everything's going to be better. And I just didn't see anything at all.
And so there's
to a cope.
210 leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number. So all
yes.
of those are spam, or did you get some jobs out of it, or do you not know? Have you gone through the dashboard and listened to the calls to see, you know, which ones
yeah,
are valid?
Yeah, it's just like they usually call me, or you know, I usually get like a phone call from Local Splash, but I haven't even got one at all. That's why I called up there. I called and I was like, hey, something wrong with my account, and they're like, oh yeah, it's because they tried fixing it up, and then I said, okay, man. I was like, how long till I start getting at least one client? And she's like, well, in about a month since we just changed your account, so it'll take about a month. I said, okay. So I waited a month, and then I called them again. I was like, hey, I haven't even got one. It's about to be the first. And then she's like, well, I'm gonna redo it again, and then we're gonna wait another month. And I said, okay. And then that last month was almost getting to the first again. That's why I started getting frustrated, because that's all they kept telling me. Like, next month, it's going to be better. And then the following month, it's going to be better. So
thank you
I
for relaying that. No, thank you, because you've been being told the same thing a couple times, and you're not getting a boost in your results. So one thing
yeah.
I would like to do for you, if you are open to continue, is take that one missed payment. And then the next billing for February 9th, I would give you a 3 month, which means you would be paid in full all the way until March 9th. and I would give you a free month to compensate you for all of those times that you were told, oh, next month it's going to be better, and then it wasn't, right? And then what I also would do is have the technicians do that performance check and make sure that they start beefing up your posts. You know, right now they do one post for you consistently every single week. No, actually they're doing three every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's what I was going to say, is I want to beef it up to three times a week. So that's good. They already have the three times posts going out. So the one thing you can do on your end that will help is to work on getting some more five-star reviews here and there. And you're doing excellent in that department already, right? And so have you used our review generator email? Or?
Yes. Yeah, I have, but I haven't got any clients to send to yet. So that's why I've been posting, like, what I already had.
Mm-hmm.
And still, even like with that, I would still post like last month, like they told me, hey, post some pictures and then post your press reviews. I did that, and still, like, I wouldn't get anything. So I don't know if it's something like with my account or something blocking from people seeing my account, or I really don't know what to do.
There's one thing I want to test right now, because I think when I called the call tracking number, I think it like hung up on me, but I'm not sure if that was you or someone else. So let me try to dial it right now and just see if that's the case, because I didn't know, because, you know, sometimes people don't know that that's their call tracking number and they'll just block the calls that come through it. So I wasn't sure if, you know, you were blocking calls or if it was just having a glitch, but let me just, I'm going to dial it right now from my cell phone just to test it and see what happens. So 682-432-1168. It should be ringing over to you, but let's see what it says here.
Thank you for calling SRM Lawn and Tree Service. Please press 1. If you are a
new I'll just
client.
Press 1 like I'm a new client and see. Oh, see how it did that? It rang once and then it started doing that beep.
Yeah, like see? That's what I was like.
Yeah, well, it could be because the account's been in suspension since December 13th, because when somebody has a call tracking number with us, we have to pay each month to keep it active. So, you know, since there were no funds going in for December and now January, it could be that that's why. But either way, I would, you know, if you get this up to speed, I would have them triple check that number and troubleshoot and make sure that if it was because of the suspension, no problem. It'll start working again within one business day. But if it's something else, you know, I would definitely have them fix it. Do you think your cell phone provider doesn't recognize the number and they could be blocking it as spam? Because I had that happen earlier this week with another client. We tested it and it wasn't going through. And then they said, oh, it says here potential spam. And I'm like, well, you should let your cell phone provider know that it's not. That's your call tracking number, you know, because the calls were getting blocked.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a bunch of things. Yeah, there's a little bunch of things that, you know, I need to, because I did like how you guys, you know, how Local Splash is up, like, it'll say upcoming call, Local Splash, and then it'll tell me client from Local Splash, and then it'll tell me, and then, you know, they'll answer, and now get that, like constantly. And
yeah.
Right now, I'm like, man, I've been, like, 3-4 months in, and I haven't even seen not even one call, you know, and like on my calls or anything, like I haven't even seen any.
I've seen that too, because the call that I just called you and it went directly to a busy signal, that should still store on your dashboard, but I'm refreshing it and I don't see that. So for some reason, it blocked me when I tried to call you, so it could be either your cell phone provider's blocking it or it's just because the account's been in suspension. So, but either way, we'll get that fixed for you, because that's very important that you start getting those calls again, you know? And then again, I can compensate you for that missed time by giving you that extra month for free, so that if you get that December payment up to speed, not only would the January be pushed out to next month, but we would also give you that next payment for free, so you'd be paid in full until March 9th.
Okay, so what would I have to pay right now?
You would just have to take care of that one payment of $149 that was missed from December 13th. And then I'll do all my magic on the end and have you paid in full until March 9th.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question for the payment, since this card's no good, is for the new card, would it still be under the same billing address of 833 Corey Road?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. So then I'm ready for a new number whenever you are.
Yeah, let me see. I just got a... Yesterday, you received a call on your local slash.
Oh, maybe that was the one I was testing, you think?
682-369-0556.
No, that wasn't it, but it
Tina?
Could be. Yeah, Tina, that's me. Yeah, that's me calling from my cell phone. It says 714-795. Yep,
yeah,
okay.
0890.
But I did try to call you earlier just to test it before we talked from the office number, and sometimes that shows up with different area codes because we're on a VoIP phone system. But if you see a 682 number, you could, call it back and just see if it was, local slash testing it or if it was a potential client. But either way, like I said, I'll get that fixed.
Okay. And mm-hmm. and is there any way, like, I be getting like calls from Florida and all that, and I was trying to see if there's any way that we can like take that off, because that guy just keeps like calling me, and then there's some guys like from Dallas, and then they're reaching out for a few tree service to bring them.
So if you recall,
jobs like that.
No, thank you for relaying that out. The Google listing is tied in very locally to your Everman, Texas address, which means you're only going to get calls from that area and some of the immediate surrounding areas. So if you've gotten calls from Dallas and from Florida, I think it's because before November, you were paying us $249 a month, but we were sending $100 over to Facebook ads. We can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So it could be that people from Dallas and people from Florida were finding you through Facebook and calling, but we removed that portion of your program back in November. That's why you only pay $149 now. So I don't think that you would get calls from that far away through the Google listing for sure. But again, I can, have that department double check on it once the payment's up to speed, just to make sure that, you don't get calls from that far. And then if you go on your dashboard, every time someone calls, there's a preview of the call at the right where you can hit the play button. There's also a little circle with a line through it. So let's say it's somebody that's repeatedly calling you from Florida and it's getting annoying. You can hit that circle with the line through it, and it will block the caller. That way they can't call you anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can do that through the dashboard, too, if it gets to be an annoyance. If it's a one-off situation, I probably wouldn't even worry about it. But if it happens all the time, then you can absolutely block them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and give it another try.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah.
We'll get this working for you. And please use me as a point of contact because, you've been told this before and nothing's changed. So my name's Tina. I'm one of the supervisors here. I'm at extension 777. You can always call me, Sergio. And I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But if you ever called me and you needed something and I couldn't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No problem. So is the new card also a MasterCard, or is it a Visa or Discover or American Express?
It's going to be the same one, but I'm going to have to transfer some money. Let me see. Let's see how long that takes. I think it takes like usually like a day, I think. The same card from last time.
It depends on how you transfer it, I think. If it's like from, you know, another account, usually it'll go through right away. If it's like a check or a wire transfer, sometimes they look at that like an ACH or like a check, and then it takes a few days.
Let me go ahead and check this out.
Where do you go?
On time today. Let's see. Okay, the transfer submitted.
It's submitted? Okay. So let me give it a whirl and see if it works. If not, we're not here Saturday and Sunday, but I could at least have the system process it tomorrow. But let's just see if we can get the green light on it for you. And then that way we can get them working on that call tracking number and the updates today rather than having to wait till Monday, you know? So let's see if we can get it to go through. Oh, yeah, it still says insufficient funds, retry. So, question, it is the MasterCard ending in 0789, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'll do is I will set it up to process over the weekend, and then I'll circle over to your account on Monday and just make sure that the payment actually went through, and then they'll start the looking into the call tracking number and everything on Monday then, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we were able to talk, and in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. You do as well.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Sergio. Okay, bye-bye.
No, bye-bye.